Peace of Christ be with you. Hey, I don't know if you realize, but that song we just sang, Rejoice and Be Glad, was written by our own Christian Roberts. This was the first time in all of creation, in the history of the world, that particular song has been sung publicly. We'll sing it again at some point, but Christian, thank you very much. Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. Like, a good Christian culture is one that creates culture. It doesn't just, like, consume and slap Jesus' name on it and, like, try to market things, but you're, like, making your own original stuff. I just think that's a sign of a really good culture. So, Christian, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hey, before we launch into the scriptures today, I want to just invite us to take a moment of silence. I don't know how much of you are paying attention to the news right now, but shooting in Minneapolis, people who were showing up to declare that all lives matter, black lives matter. People are at a rally and they're shot. Footage in Chicago of another young man shot. It's a big conversation, conversations we need to have. But today, can we just take a moment of silence and pray for all those affected? All of us are affected, but particularly those communities that are mourning. Let's gather and just have a moment of silence together in a prayer. Lord, we don't always know how to pray as we ought, but we know that your Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words, so we pray that you will intercede now. We know that your will is that we would act on earth as it is done in heaven. May your kingdom of heaven break in upon us now to reshape us, remake us, that we might be your people in this place. End the violence and all of what creates the conditions for that violence. Lord Jesus, we come and beg in your name, Christ. And all the people said, amen. Who's ready for Thanksgiving? Yeah. Some of you got your comfy clothes on. You're going to leave chapel or leave your class at the end of the day and you're hopping in your car. Lauren Taylor's already gone. You're going to be hitting the road. Some of you are going north, south, east, or west. Some of you, though, I know, aren't going anywhere. If you were like me in college, you lived far away from home and going home for Thanksgiving wasn't really an option, so you had a host family or you knocked around the library finishing those papers early. I know that staying and not being able to go home is not always easy. But I also know the truth that going home isn't always easy either. I know that for some of you, you got to choose between homes, which parent you're going to visit. For some of you, going home doesn't always feel as safe, and you've nestled into a new life here at Hope, and going home evokes all kinds of feelings. And sometimes it's not easy to go home because God's been doing a new work in your life. God has put a new heart in you. You're wrestling with a new mind. You might have come to college thinking, I'm going to do this, and then God's gotten a hold of you, and no, I'm on this track now. I'm on a different way. I'm being made new. What the old-time religion might be called born again. Some of you, that's been happening in your life. God has been making a new people, a new person in you. And going home to an old life, and old friendships, and old patterns, and old boyfriends, and old girlfriends, and old social networks, being a new person, isn't always new. What's been happening in you, what I've seen, is that God has been shaping you with a new attitude. It's the attitude we just sang about that Christian put into lyrics. I'm so grateful for that song. It's what we've been working on all semester, what we call the Beatitudes, Jesus attitudes, the attitudes that we are formed in God's house and rhythm. So for a minute, let's just listen to these words before we go home. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And when he sat down, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. These are, in some traditions, you might call red letter words. These are actually the words of Jesus. What he calls us to, a new habit, a new heart, a new way of life. And what I want to call our attention to today, before you take off, if you're anxious at all about going home, or if you are staying, or if you're just anxious, hear these words at the very end. Jesus says this in such a way that there can be no confusion. I love the way Jesus is so clear that it can be troubling. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed are you when people revile you or persecute you or say all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Jesus says it so clear that there can be no confusion or ambiguity. If you are a follower of Jesus, if God is doing a new thing in your life, he's put a new heart, a new mind, and a new desire in your heart, if you follow that narrow path of Christ, if you take up your cross, if you say, yes, Jesus Christ is Lord, then there's something that you can expect. Not everyone's going to get it. Not everyone is going to like it. And you might be out of step with an old life and old relationships. And even at times, it can be your family. And that makes going home sometimes hard because you're being made new in Christ. It may not be your case, but for some of you, I know that it is. Blessed are you when you are out of step, when people don't get it, when people don't like you because of your new life in Christ. Blessed are you, says Jesus. To be a Christian, a follower of Christ, means that our values are out of alignment with the dominant culture. It has always been that way. This isn't something new. Jesus says that if you want to be first, you've got to be last. The greatest among you will be the least among you. The kingdom of God inverts what the world thinks is powerful in that we look to the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We look to the meek, not to the powerful and rich, for those that are really in step with Jesus. To be a Christian means that our values, our lives, our habits, our attitudes may be out of alignment. Not everyone will get that. Sometimes if you're following Jesus, you're going to be too left for your right. And sometimes you're going to be too right for your left, just so long as we are not out of step with Jesus. To be a Christian means that we give all of our heart, mind, soul, and life to Christ. And that means that we got to live this publicly in a way that not everyone's going to get or understand. Now, it's important to know here, it doesn't say blessed are those who are persecuted for being obstinate, or being aggressive, or being overzealous, or being a troublemaker, or argumentative, or just being a jerk, right? Sometimes people have not liked me because I was just wrong. It's easy, in other words, to take these words and self-justify. If somebody doesn't like us, it's because we're standing up for Jesus. We gotta be careful about that, right? That's not what it's saying. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For righteousness' sake. We learned earlier in the Sermon on the Mount that the word righteousness is also can be the same word we might use for justice. Blessed are those who are persecuted for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For those who are willing to take a public stand about wrongs that need to be made right, about people showing up and demanding that our systems are fair for all. It goes on that Jesus says, personalizes it to the disciples. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. God is doing a new work in your life, calling you to a life of righteousness, which means that we are actively seeking to live out Jesus in every part of our life. And not everyone gets that. I have a really good friend, a best friend, whose family is in the process of adopting a little girl, somebody who needs a family, needs protection. And my friend's family doesn't always understand that because it disrupts the family system and the order and the way things are supposed to go. But I so admire him and his wife and his kids because they're taking in a teenage girl who needs a family. Other people don't get it. Why would you do that? Well, he knows he's trying to follow Jesus. For him, it's not trying to be heroic or do something. It's just trying to take care of the least among us. When we actively are trying to follow Jesus, it might not always make sense. It might not always be like persecution, but Jesus says people may not like you, or they might slander you. You might get marginalized. And I know that that can happen here at Hope too. You're trying to find a new way, walk a different path, and not everyone gets it. But what does Jesus say to do? And this is what I want to end on. Jesus says to rejoice and be glad. We can expect that if you are actively following Jesus, not everyone's going to understand or get. But don't get cowed. Don't cower. Don't get sullen. Don't get miserable. Don't let your hurt feelings keep you from the deep, deep, deep joy that God calls you to. Rejoice and be glad. We are on the eve of Thanksgiving. We got the Christmas tree lights. I love the Christmas tree lights. We're soon going to step into Advent where we anticipate God among us showing up in human flesh. We're going to sing the songs. We're going to spend some time, whether you go home or you stay here, taking stock of all the things to be thankful for. Jesus says, rejoice and be glad, even if others don't get you, like you, understand you because of this. Because yours is the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is wherever God's presence is. We believe in the body of Christ that the kingdom of heaven has been inaugurated in Christ. The Holy Spirit is being poured out right now, which means that right now, we are not waiting for heaven to come. Heaven has come. And when we follow Jesus, we are participating in that kingdom now. It means that God is present with you now. And if you are with God, my friends, you are always home. We are a pilgrim people. We are a kingdom people. And if you belong to the King, whether you're traveling and having like homemade stuffing, whether you're traveling with a host family, whether you're going to be knocking around Van Wilen Library finishing up that paper, know that yours is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God now, and you are always, always home. And because you're always home, rejoice. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen. Go in peace, my friends. Travel safe.